Hey, it's the Best Advice Show. I am Zach. Today we're talking about one of my obsessions, figuring out what path is the right path.
I'm Megan Heller. I'm the founder of Coaching for Underfulfilled Overachievers. The old way of doing things, the sort of like boomer way of doing things, has been destinational thinking. So destinational thinking is the stuff of 10-year linear plans. You choose a destination, you figure out, you reverse engineer your path to that thing, usually based on what other people have done. And you put your head down and you focus and you don't get distracted and you make it happen.
Right. And you work your way toward the thing, you get the promotion, your mindset on being a manager, and you start as an intern and you climb the ladder linearly.
Exactly. And the problem with that is that it assumes that the world and us are fixed. So that assumes that the ladder that you're climbing is going to still be the exact same ladder that you are climbing now when you're, whatever, 65 or whatever the destinational place is that you're trying to get to. It also assumes that you aren't going to have any changing desires or interests during that time, that whatever is interesting to you when you make that plan is going to be the thing that is interesting to you for that entire time. So it doesn't allow us any room for growth. Destinational thinking forces us to commit to something before we're anywhere near being able to commit to it. It ignores the curiosity piece. And that is actually what actually leads us to purpose, right? Is this curiosity. So it doesn't allow you to steer, choose warmer, colder as you're moving through the world.
Yeah.
So what I propose is we want to live directionally. We want to have directional thinking, which means you start, the only thing you're responsible for, the only thing you need to know is which direction you're heading to. The best way I can articulate this is an E.L. Doctorow quote, which is, it's like driving in a car at night. You can only see as far as the headlights in front of you, but you can make the whole trip that way.
Right.
And that's what this is about. And yes, we do need to have a sense of which direction we're going into. For example, when I left Google, one was like, am I going to go north, which might have been to stay in tech, to go to some other tech startup or something like that.
Yeah.
Am I going to go south, which would have, you know, therapy or coaching or something in the world of psychology? Or am I going to go west to something in the realm of writing, you know, journalism or something in that field, creative writing, something like that? And I only need to know which of those directions feels best to me. Now, if we continue on this road trip analogy, let's say I decide to go towards the West Coast. I don't need to know if I'm going to the Pacific Northwest or if I'm going to San Diego. I simply need to decide every day, what is the next right leg of this trip, by asking, is this warmer or is this colder? What feels more curious for me? What feels less curious than me? And that's how we get to our purpose, right? And this is how those two things connect, is that living directionally inherently means following your curiosity. If you employ the destinational strategy of like, I'm going to San Francisco no matter what, if there are floods, if there are fires, if there are road closures, like, don't care, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
You are going to, chances are, I mean, maybe you could get really lucky and that does have, like, your best guess does happen to be your purpose, right? It does end up being fulfilled. And that happens, that does happen for some people, but it is extremely rare. And so a much, much better strategy that is so much less stressful, so much more fun, enjoyable, interesting, expansive, possible, like less anxiety, more authentic, right? Because the thing that happens when you're destinationally, when you're living destinationally, is you're taking the you out of it. It's fascinating that we like scrub ourselves from our decision-making. We are literally removing ourselves from the equation, and the gap, the pain that people feel in that place of having to ignore yourself through all of it and not bringing your authenticity into the work you're doing in the world. Like that's where the absence of purpose comes in. That's where the despair comes in. And ironically, the best way that you can have an impact on the world is doing the thing that you are uniquely well suited to do. And that should feel good. right? It should, it will also feel fulfilling. And arguably, many people say, oh, well, then is it just going to be the starving artist versus like the rich sellout? That binary drives me nuts. Because again, this isn't going to work perfectly in capitalism and whatever. But for the most part, if you are following your curiosity, if you are doing, which means doing the things that are uniquely well suited to you, your curiosity is completely unique to you. That means that you are doing something that is going to be in more demand, which is going to be more valuable. You're adding more value by doing that, which means making more money. So I'm all about where meaning meets money. And not where we are, you know, sacrificing ourselves on the pier of our purpose.
Fun fact, Megan is partly responsible for helping AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, find her way to Congress. I'm going to tell you that story next time Megan is on the show, which will be next week. Stay tuned for that. If you want to learn more about Megan, I've put a link to her work in our show notes. Also, I'm just endlessly fascinated with this question of how people find their way professionally, creatively. I want to hear how you did it. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST if you have some advice about figuring out where to go and how. 844-935-BEST. Today's episode was edited by Ronia Gabansag. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.